All right, let's go now to Northern California, where the state's exhausting fire season grinds on with at least two more major fires erupting this week. In Shasta County, at least three people have died in the Zog Fire. And in Napa and Sonoma counties, the Glass Fire has scorched portions of wine country near Santa Rosa. It's reminding a lot of residents of the Tubbs Fire that killed 22 people in 2017. It was a traumatic event that prompted some families, as the Los Angeles Times is reporting today, to purchase things like fire-resistant straws to have on hand in case they needed to jump into the pool to survive. Kevin Stark is a reporter for KQED Science, and he's following these fires. Kevin, welcome.
Good afternoon.
And here we go again. What's the latest on these new fires, and what do we know today?
Well, so on Sunday night and into Monday, the Glass Fire, which is near where I am, erupted. It was driven by these dry winds. It was coming off of a heat wave over the weekend, and the fire just pushed across Napa Valley. At one point, it burned about 4 miles of coastal mountains in just 6 hours. You know, this has really been a wind-driven fire. Fortunately, last night, the winds broke, and yesterday, we got some cooler weather. That's giving firefighters a bit of an edge as they try and increase containment on this fire. Right now, it's burned about 42,000 acres. It is not contained. There's no containment and has destroyed more than 100 homes. Fortunately, there are no reported casualties on this fire right now.
And you were out in the field last night near Santa Rosa visiting evacuation shelters. What did you find there?
Yeah, I mean, you can just see how the pandemic has completely disrupted the typical evacuation support. So normally people would be fleeing to huge evacuation centers at fairgrounds and community centers. Right now, it's because of the coronavirus and the need to have social distancing, we have sort of set up evacuation pit stops. I'm at one right now. You know, there's places for people to check in. They get screened for coronavirus symptoms, and then they get funneled into hotels, into college dorms. There's places for them to camp. And then, honestly, a lot of people are just sleeping in RVs and campers and in their cars. You know, it can be pretty difficult to find a hotel room right now.
Well, and this is so tough because, as we said, many people were just starting to rebuild from the Tubbs Fire. 22 people died in 2017. How are people there processing that? And are some people facing the potential of losing their home for a second time?
Yeah, I mean, so this part of Northern California has just burned again and again. The Glass Fire actually pushed right up into an area where the Tubbs Fire had burned. So the same neighborhoods are being evacuated. And it just seems like it happens every year now. Last year, the biggest fire we had, the Kincade Fire, evacuated some of these same areas. And you might remember, last month, we had this lightning storm that swept across the state and sparked some of the largest wildfires in state history. Well, one of those fires is right in this area as well. So I think people just feel a sense of exhaustion and fatigue, and they're just sort of beleaguered by what seems like a never-ending amount of fire.
Many of the acres burned are wineries, of course, critical to the area's economy. What would the impact be for that industry already hurting because of the pandemic, just briefly?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to talk about there. I think the good thing about vineyards in moments like this is they're irrigated, so they often serve as fire breaks. This fire was so hot on Sunday night that actually burned into vineyards, destroying people's livelihoods. This fire is coming right at a time when the harvest is happening. So, and it's already been disrupted once. So I think this region is going to feel the impact of these fires through the disruptions. I just think it's a concern.
Kevin Stark with KQED Science. Kevin, thanks for your reporting. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.